The next patient is William Chandler. The last name is C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R. Number one, clinical case of a 59-year-old African-American male with type 2 diabetes, morbid obesity, that received a cadaver kidney transplant in the right lower quadrant in January of 2020 at the Cleveland Clinic in Weston, W-E-S-T-O-N, Florida, period. Today the patient comes for a follow-up. And the patient continues to lose body weight. We started at 386 pounds. That was in January of 2022. Now it's down to 349 pounds. The BMI continues to be 46. However, there is a improvement of the general condition. The patient has more energy and he's feeling better, period. The serum creatinine is 2, the BUN is 38, and the estimated GFR is 37.3. There is no evidence of proteinuria. The tacrolimus level was reported 5.6. There is no activity in the urinary sediment. Period. For the next visit, we are going to order a BK virus in the urine, and we are going to follow up with the cysts that he had in the native kidneys. The last imaging that I have was in 2021. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is under fair control. The hemoglobin A1C remains 8.1. By losing weight and continue staying away from industrial production of food and trying to follow a plant-based diet, this blood sugar should be improving. Following number, a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today is 125 over 78. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, hyperuricemia. The patient is taking allopurinol 100 milligrams, the uric acid 6.2. Following number, hyperlipidemia, with a cholesterol of 121 and the HDL cholesterol is 53 with an LDL cholesterol of 59. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease treated with pantoprazole. Following number, BPH with tamsulosin. Period. We encourage the patient to keep on losing weight, increasing the activity, continue with the diet, and try to improve the blood sugar control. We are going to reevaluate the cysts in the native kidneys. Period. We invested 12 minutes reviewing the lab. In the face-to-face, we invested 18 minutes, and in the documentation, 9 minutes.